I think there's only one person I've ever met who I've seen sign an autograph on a milk carton, and that was Warren Facey of Our Family Farms and of Breezy Knoll celebrating a big year for Our Family Farms last year. And then you signed a milk carton there, Warren.
You're like a regular old milk celebrity.
Yeah, there you go. At least they're not out looking for me because I'm lost.
Warren and Angie Facey from Breezy Knoll Farm in Leiden, one of our legacy dairy farms. Warren is Angie's father-in-law.
That's what she says.
She still calls him dad. And Warren, you were the longest serving board member of CESA and also part of Our Family Farms. And so if you heard last week, Our Family Farms is a co-op of dairy farms that got together and branded themselves as Our Family Farms Milk. It's a milk I buy all the time. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But that's why. I mean, I want to support the farms in the area. You guys are in Leiden. It's right down the street. Why wouldn't I buy that milk? That inspired CESA to say, this is working with Our Family Farms. Kellogg Foundation, give us $1 million and we want to launch this other thing called Be Local Hero campaign. And now you see these stickers all over the place.
They filed a grant twice. First time was not successful. The second time they did a little more research and they gave $1 million. They actually gave $18 million across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And our local CESA, which was one of those grants, is probably the only one of the 18 that's still functional.
Is it the success of the branding of A, Our Family Farms, that then B, inspired the Local Hero campaign? What made it successful? Or why did you guys stand out above and beyond all the other grantees across the country 25 years ago?
Well, like Phil Corman, there's a lot of outstanding people who run CESA.
We're outstanding in our field.
That's
the old
right.
Farmer joke. I love that one.
That's actually Dad's voicemail message if you call him.
It really is just the people. Is there any other thing that you can think of that carried you on?
Oh, definitely the need for what they did, or what we did, because I was a part of it.
Yeah.
Getting people to realize that we still have agriculture here in the valley and that we need to support it or we're going to lose it.
And dairy farms in particular have and continue to struggle because of
they can't set the price of their own product. It's done nationally. It doesn't reflect the cost of producing milk in the Northeast at all. That's why dairy farms throughout New England, it's not just Massachusetts, have been tremendously challenged.
And so what do you do when you're Breezy Knoll Farm in Leiden, one of the family farms from Our Family Farms? How do you keep making a go at it?
Well, one of the things that I did was start making maple syrup.
Yeah. And this week, everybody who makes maple syrup had to get on it quick.
Yeah.
So Angie, who's also part of Breezy Knoll in Leiden, you've got a taste test. Also, we got cups and everything. You wanted a spoon. What are we going to drink?
I do. Well, one of our favorite drinks is maple milk.
Why can't you just give the sap to the cows?
So the watery cows make maple milk?
Yeah, that's right.
No,
we make it at home, actually, with our family farm milk all the time.
Great.
My 4-year-old is obsessed with it. When I was a kid, every day I would come home from school and eat like an entire bag of Lay's potato chips and have a giant glass of chocolate milk with the Nestle's Quick powder that I would mix in there so thick and full that it would look like a chocolate bar. Also, I had explosive diarrhea and was morbidly obese. So there's things you can learn from your past now that I'm getting to be 40. All right, so
I mixed up some maple milk, everybody.
Let's toast to Breezy Knoll and Our Family Farms, to 25 years of CESA, and to the longest serving board member of CESA, Warren Facey. Salud.
Mm.
Chendan, as Nana would say, 100 years. So how much of the business of Breezy Knoll is, like percentage-wise, is the milk, and how much is the syrup?
The syrup is a small part.
Oh, really?
It's not a big thing. It helps pay the real estate taxes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cover it.
Right. It's a shelf stable product.
So right. That helps a lot.
So if you have a great year, you can still hold on to your product for a little bit longer.
Now, what is Warren's connection to Willie Nelson that you were alluding to before we began this? Phil Corman.
When I started at CESA 10 years ago, Farm Aid was held in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I remember that.
Warren and I went together.
Yeah.
And that's when I found out that Warren actually knew Willie.
It had to do with the Massachusetts Association of Dairy Farmers.
Uh-huh.
The girls that ran Farm Aid are in Boston. That's where their office is. Called us up and said, hey, we didn't realize that we had dairy farmers in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And they invited us to come down to an Earth Day kickoff. So we spent from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 1 o'clock that next morning with Willie and got to know him pretty well.
I can't imagine what on earth you would figure out what to do with Willie Nelson for that amount of time.
No.
No other
we
farm.
We never lit anything.
No farm products were injured in the hanging of, with Willie
no,
Nelson.
No.
I got to hang out with Willie Nelson one time on his tour bus.
Yeah.
Which on the outside looks like a contemporary tour bus, but you go inside, it's got all the old woodwork from his original tour bus.
Yeah.
He was not wearing what you would think, like jeans and like, you know, kind of farmer-esque attire. He was wearing like an Adidas tracksuit. And I turned down smoking weed with him, which I feel like it was a huge mistake. But I did drink his Whiskey River whiskey, which he had just come out with.
Uh-huh.
He was making his own whiskey. Yeah. What did you do? What did you talk to Willie about?
Farming.
Uh-huh.
That's what he wanted to hear. So that's basically what we talked about.
Uh-huh.
My wife ended up being, drew the short straw. And had to get up and give a speech to 1,700 people.
Uh-huh.
And she was pretty nervous.
Yeah.
So when she was standing waiting to get up on a stage, Willie put his arm around her and said, "Don't worry, you'll be all right."
Yeah.
Well, she pretty near went to her knees at that point.
You're always on my mind.
Well, that's a great story. And when's the last time you talked to Willie? You still hang out?
I haven't seen him in quite a while. The last time I saw him was in Northampton. We went out to Iowa to Farm Aid 6, I think it was. And I walked up to him, and he says, "Hi, Warren," and holds his hand out.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, to meet me 3,000 miles away and still know who I was, I thought was rather impressive.
Yeah, I just met you like 6 months ago, and I had to, before you came in, to remind myself to look your name up because, you know, I may have done more damage to myself than even Willie Nelson has over the years. So.
Well, it was what you were drinking when you got home from school every day.
That's right, the chocolate milk. Now, it wasn't like our family farmer's maple milk. That's
right.
Good with the Breezy Knoll milk and with the maple syrup. Warren and Angie Facey from Breezy Knoll in Leiden, which is one of the farm families of Our Family Farms, not just making the milk, but also making the maple syrup. Warren, the longest serving board member of CESA, who's celebrating 25 years this year, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero. Folks, buylocalfood.org.
Well, now it's all going apart.